and the disruptors of the systems that Washington and Lincoln as presidents brought forth in this country will shut up and work within our free system of government, I will lower my voice. And if the Black Panther Party will disclaim its publicized purpose of violence and overthrow of our elected government by force and will run candidates for election in the traditional democratic fashion, I will lower my voice. I will lower my voice. I will lower my voice.
El can de la chicharra. Què tal? Com esteu? Així està estavant d'una nova edició del Cant de la Xitxarra. Fa poc he tingut l'oportunitat de viatjar a Filadèlfia i això és el motiu per el qual la música que anem a escoltar avui ve de grups i de netlabels radicades allí, en aquesta ciutat dels Estats Units. Comencem escoltant el Cant de la Xitxarra, un àlbum anomenat Patched, tret en l'any 2012. En realitat és un recopilatori a càrrec del netlabel dedicat a l'ambient, al dark ambient, al noise i a la música experimental Sinopoli, que és com s'anomena. Este netlabel ve produint aquest tipus de música des de més o menys aquella època, el 2012, i este recopilatori és el que obri avui el Cant de la Xitxarra. Escoltes a Modip i este Because You Are per obrir esta sessió. Benvinguts.
Thank you.
Els glitches, la experimentalitat i el risc electrònic darrere dels talls que ens acompanyen en este inici del cant de la xixarra. Escoltem talls de l'àlbum Pitched, tret en l'any 2012, un recopilatori del net label Cinepoli de Filadèlfia. Este tall que escoltes ara, el número 14, es diu Eardrum Dream i ve a càrrec, en este cas, de Krat. Continues així en el cant de la xixarra. no tot són glitches i experimentalitat electrònica basada en ritmes trencats. El net label Cinepoli també es dedica a l'ambient. El que escoltem de fons és l'edició número 133 del net label, treta en març del 2016, és a dir, fa apenes un mes. Ve a càrrec de MGDK, que són les sigles que corresponen a l'artista polac que grava també per a este net label batxiste nom, Mateusz Jędrzejczak. Es dedica a l'ambient i el seu projecte és una consideració, segons ell mateix diu, de ciència, art, història i filosofia. El que escoltem, l'àlbum es diu Avisium i tots els talls tenen ixe nom, Avisium 1, 2, 3 i successiu. N'anem a escoltar un parell en este moment del cant de la xixarra. Estàs escoltant El Cant de la Xitxarra, com cada divendres, de 4 i mitja a 5 i mitja, i en edició repetida el dilluns al migdia, en UPB Ràdio, el 102.5 de la FM de València i àrea metropolitana, la ràdio de la Universitat Politècnica de València, un programa que penxem totes les setmanes en Mixcloud, que deixem per a que puguis escoltar també en el repositori de programes d'UPB Ràdio, en radio.upb.es, i també des del podcast que puxem totes les setmanes també en iTunes. I si són les senyes d'identitat d'este programa que vos acompanyen durant tota la setmana i que sempre repetim en este moment en el que parem, mirem enrere i mirem endavant. I el que trobem és que, degut a un recent viatge a Filadèlfia, ho ha mirat cap a aquell lloc i ha trobat el net label Cinepoli i d'allí hem tret un recopilatori, Pecht, que hem pogut disfrutar, del qual hem pogut disfrutar de varios talls, electrònica i glitches, a parts iguals. Després hem escoltat l'artista polonès MGDK i el seu àlbum Avisium, la referència 133 d'este mateix net label, música ambiental total per a que disfrutes en els ulls tancats i les orelles ben obertes. I ara canviem de terç, no ens moguem de Filadèlfia i anem a escoltar a un grup que ve d'allí en una experimentalitat trufada de hip-hop. Ells es diuen Supergalactic Expansive, tenen un parell d'àlbums tots descarregables en lliure distribució. Anem a escoltar uns temes de l'àlbum Supersensible Science. Este tall s'anomena Looking Glass. Thank you.
stare into the looking glass and have to ask, what is it that I really see?
So I stare into the looking glass and have to ask, what is it that I really see?
It begins within his winds arising, ripping skin out, finding a tingling that mingles into adrenaline with thoughts and nothing climbing while tension diminishing suspension and slipping in reflection at its beginnings and arriving with an infinite plan. Intuitive instinct commands an instant to stand frozen like an hourglass, broken smash over the past, closing the future gas. Choking inside of this moment of a rising level with the sand of time disheveled everywhere. The matter at hand is to prepare for single flower unfolding, exposing the middle power, shaking naked and bare. Like the birth of a newborn girl sworn into this world with the first breath of air. The thirst to this quest is the blessed energy. Every entity shares the search will not rest until the consciousness of everyone is eventually aware. Ignoring the thoughts flowing from a heart blowing off and showing within a person's glare. A gaze displayed in the ways of the waves, which sways the mind state to find place in a person's stare. Telling me you will certainly be there. Just sit still, let your lungs fill, let go, let your ego be killed. Inspired by a higher will that rises like defiance, that find this bliss that heals. It wins detriments, which constricts the spirits. We feel the heart, the part that takes me out of the spinning wheel that I've been endlessly turning, burning in the belly of the beast with no release as the disease keeps the vile turning without concern or desire for higher learning. But that's why I've been brought to these steps, to recollect past mishaps, become some sort of resource, a roadmap that reconnects me back to that max where I can tap into the rapture of the lack of matter. Unwrap the rapper, come into contact with the hereafter. Be centered, rather than scattered, be the inventor of my own pattern. Bigger than nanosecond, that perfection in my ass is better. Perception that renders the daddy dictation, correct of mine is my confounded divine. Allowing my mind to inscribe and sign my own chapter, my home recapture. As a zone in the euphoria, sword in the door that jots so much more of the core of the Atman than I could ever imagine. As my head begins to spin, the vibe gotcha. Only you could stop and start your prana. It's just a half step to the heart drop, but I'm trying harder to not try as I die. Conscious suicide and shine as my own martyr. How could I ever part with you? The choice of fear is the extinguisher. The distinguished pure voice here is now clearly the fire starter. Spreading flames to melt the chains of this same physical plane that constrains the brains of the tame samsara karmic gain. Deceivingly leaving love slain, the dove in pain. Ascending above is subject to experiential understanding that soon crows, that soon goes like the moon's glow, which can wax and wane. Losing change or making a gain. Losing change or making a gain. Nothing's exactly the same. 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 Nothing. Nothing. As I snap out of the trance and glance into the eyes where there lies the healer, deep within the vibration of the interior, a good way clear as I knew the thoughts are mine, and there was no need to reveal to her that all that I came to find is that all things are nothing but show mirror.
So I stare into the looking glass and have to ask, what is it that I really
stare into the looking glass and have to ask, what is it that I really see? Oh, it's just me. No,
it's just we.
Escoltem un segon tall d'este Super Sensible Science del combo de Filadèlfia Supergalactic Expansive, que tenen eixe nom tan rimbombàstic. Este tall s'anomena King James, un nom molt clar, i està dedicat a LeBron James. L'àlbum és de l'any 2010, això sí. Continues així en el cant de la xixarra.
The earth's clouds, they were the roof of his building. He found the
found contentment down on the ground amidst cement as he read this Philadelphia Inquirer vents. For going unnoticed by passerbys as if he was dead. He was lying just ahead of where it was walking. But I could see little kids passing last, so crash jaws dropping gawking. And as I drew near, I could hear him talk to himself, mumbling that those rugrats don't have a penny of my wealth. And I wanted to stop and ask him, and that figuratively, he literally had a secret stash of cash, like the aims of being masters. He noticed my lit cigarette and asked for one as I passed. Relaxed, I handed it once since I just bought two packs. Then I responded, thanks. You got a match, so gave a spark, and at the fire flash, his right hand dashed into his coat pockets of a lot of silver flask. Then he got up to the bench to get his thirst quenched, took a sip and looked me in the eye and said, you want me out, sit down and let me give you a couple tips. Hesitant. I was a little unsure of this, but he seemed good, just misunderstood. So I thought I should, so once again watched him place the flask to his lips. As the crisp November wind cracked our faces like slave masters' whips. I thought to myself, every man has gained some wisdom the longer he exists. So I sat down next to him to pick apart the smarts and wits of a man in the masses, a higher social classes would claim to be in the pits. They're said to misfits and aspiring artists and the other homeless. He acknowledged my presence with a smile and asked Charles, what's your name? I responded on it, went on and asked him the same, and his answer came, I'm James, and I like your kid, cause you don't honor me with the eyes burning full of shame. He claimed, I settle alone on my own throne, these streets are roam, I'm under the celestial dome, is my home. But I cut it and interrupted a concerned tone. This hasn't always been the way you're living, has it day to day, depending on what people are willing to be given? Amused. He thought about the right words to choose. As he pondered the question I asked, took another hit from the flask, getting his tongue loose. Oh, well you see, I was just like you, probably full of dreams of what I wanted to be, but none of them could serve money. Thought I'd get myself caught up in a dead and plot, watch myself rot in a dead end job, whether I liked it or not, and that didn't sound so hot. You know what I'm saying? I know change, life's not a game of souls can be bought, but will they know it or not? That's the truth that a youth is taught. Too many people have missing the most important body part, the heart, that full of smarts. He's only for self-satisfaction, but when it comes to action, the compassion, they don't even know where to start. That remark hit me hard like a sharp dart, forever leaving my mind scored. It caught me off guard. The man whose entire belongs are in an Acme shopping cart. Then you want to know another thing that bothers me? Definitely, I replied quickly. He said, it sickens me to see so many people consume my vanity. I know I'm dirty, but your beauty lies internally. People see me and automatically think I'm unworthy of being somebody. They say I'm smelly and ugly. I pray to God, please don't let that homeless man mug me. Then he turned toward me, face to face, close enough that the whiskey on his breath I could taste. As he pleaded taste, you are such a disgrace that people see me as a waste when I'm just like that, part of the human race. A person of flesh and blood that society's already buried me deep under the mud. But that's fine with me, cause I'm carefree when the rest of them are dying in there. Conundrum for them as quick as I've started, as quick as it'll be done. Now listen to me on it, don't get caught up in the bullshit. Most of it's just really bullshit. All you gotta remember in every single moment, know this, we are one. Those words echo through my ears as James and I stared into the autumn setting sun. We are one. Thanks, that's some nice advice, you're wise, but James, let me ask you something, man. Would you in a bad heat to sleep your nights? Aw, man, see me and the wife got all caught up in a big fight, man. She took away my material life, but I still got my spiritual life. Of course, gave her all my stuff, man, it was rough. I'm telling you, dude, it was fucking tough when they said that she was right. And I was left a mess, stressed and depressed and losing sight of reality. Sadly, I became a casualty of ripping this bottle too tight. You see this flask? I'm stuffed inside of it, drowning the aftermath of my past. Does that answer the question you asked? Yeah, man, damn. Injected and gave me a playful shove. Yo, James, he taught me something today that I will never forget, and for that you have my love. But then I began to put on my hat and gloves and proclaim, yo, right now, I gotta take off and get going. Alright, honest, stop at the park at a time before it starts snowing, cause after then I don't even be knowing where I'm going. ¶¶
But before a split, slipped into James' hand, an extra pack of smoke, sand, and Andrew Jackson. And he started laughing and said, thanks, man. I said, no, thank you for giving me another perspective of a different human. Respect is of essence. Peace, King James, the ruler of your own kingdom.
Supergalactic Expansive tragueren en 2012 l'àlbum Constants and Variables. Anem a tancar este cant de la xitxarra escoltant un parell de talls. Este primer que sona de fons es diu Metacognition. Light bridge and ridges are long, strong, the Lord alacks on bridge. Lips spitting, zen like hiccups of rhythm, sits up and listen, sync up and making as we tinker with your thinking, tinker with your thinking. This is Metacognition. Lips spitting, zen like hiccups of rhythm, sits up and listen, sync up and linking as we tinker with your thinking, tinker with your thinking. Computations and conversation, translation and transportation, and ever-changing formation of incredibly clever equations. Electrochemicals engaging, intracellular communication. Expansive branches, synaptic chasms, the fastest path going to telepathic reactions. Plastic axons pass on an ecstatic passage, anaptic contractions, language attached on this. Specifically selected electric neurotransmitter, a particularly perfected effect of stairs in a reticent perspective in a better picture by an eclectic phantom of a fetid fiction. Lettered encryption, distinctive fiction, a driven discipline, sweet into your central nervous system. Please, some essential head room to listen. Lips spitting, zen like hiccups of rhythm, sits up and listen, sync up and licking as we tinker with your thinking, tinker with your thinking. This is Metacognition. Lips spitting, zen like hiccups of rhythm, sits up and listen, sync up and licking as we tinker with your thinking, tinker with your thinking. This is Metacognition. Synapses explaining in my cranium how fast this time collapses. In just nanoseconds, a rush of connections erupting a chemical collection. The seminal invention of eloquent sentience, densest interdependent sense, this insightful sentence in a movement moving through psychic senses. I acabem en este cant de la xitxarra d'avui. Viatjar te dona motius per a fer moltes coses. A mi m'obliga i me motiva a buscar referències musicals del lloc on aterre. A Filadèlfia està en el label que ha sigut protagonista en l'inici d'este cant de la xitxarra d'avui, Sinopoli, que hi hem escoltat dos referències, la número 2, un recopilatori que tragueren l'any 2012, anomenat Petched, d'ell han tret 4 talls, i la referència 133, la penúltima, a càrrec del músic de Polònia NGDK, un ambient total. Després hem passat a escoltar una altra referència de Filadèlfia, el grup Supergalactic Expansive, un grup que mescla l'experimentalitat en una base de hip-hop. D'ells hem escoltat un parell de talls de cada un dels seus dos discs que jo conec que tenen editats, Supersensible Science i Constants and Variables. Encara acabarem el programa d'avui, escoltant un tall d'eixe últim àlbum, d'eixe Constant and Variables, tret l'any 2012. L'últim tall que escoltarem a continuació i que ens servirà per tancar s'anomena Barbed Wire Tightrope. Espero que el programa t'hagi agradat i espero que estigues ahí per escoltar-nos pròximament. Adéu i que sigues molt feliç.
Weakness as I'm reaching across these lost speeches full of thought, dawdling up foolishly. caught, crawling on the breaking beams and cables of the shaky, rickety bridge, spinning across lost opportunities of all the riches of our heart's rigidness, swaying between the edges of our frigid river of tears, rigorously twisting bent. I'm clearly living in between the deepening distance of our blistering lips, conveying the whispering winds, hearing unsent love notes of me reminiscing and missing you. From a heart and a head, but first we mysteriously escape the fateful path of that become entangled when the love that matters is fractured and left hanging by a marginal shred. Shattered memories survive from getting lost in an alarming, harrowing dream. I've been raising me, chasing a fallen figment of me, grip slipped from a vision of me, patiently wondering if this is a blunder I die in. Wake in the morning with a warning, realizing I've been trying to decide on an implausibility. How will I define the probability for finding you? An impossibility. Try to resist slipping and falling upon the talons of this barbed wire tightrope, starting higher than the height of hope. In this dire heart, reviving his life on his own, preparing to take another set of shaky first steps, realizing it's time to go the fight alone. Cherishing and inhaling my first breath, open eyes, guide my mind for sights and nights at home. Please don't end the will in me that wants to be free. Pause in my watching autumn leaves gracefully fall with ease from these ancient maple trees. Feeling the noise till they breeze, you whisper the tease, solving into release, but seemingly stuck now. Not completely out of reach, starting to yield, cut out what I really need. Stop expecting, start accepting, all respecting how the journey is yearning for me to learn. Purification is the blessing in action. Endure with patience this graceful test passing.